and welcome back to the Home Stretch, the Daily Utah Chronicle sports podcast. My name is Brooke Hale, and I'll be your host. Today, Anish will be joining us to give her thoughts about the women's basketball season so far and moving forward into the tournament. Hi, Anish, and welcome to the podcast.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Of course. So being from Portugal, how has it been playing in the United States so far?
It's really different. I used to play on the professional team back home. Like, I would be playing with, 30-year-olds, and, it would be crazy. And here, one of the main reasons why I came to the U.S. was because I could, study and play basketball at the same time. So I think, that's the biggest, reason, because back home, you can't really play and, study at the same time. They don't, value that.
You mentioned playing for the Portugal team. How many years did you play for them?
6 years. So this will be, my first summer without, not any basketball being with the team, because the senior team, which I am, on now, they practice and play when, our season's starting. So there's no way I could, be doing both. So I'm just going to come back for the summer and be on the summer sessions and all that and keep playing basketball, but not, with the national team.
That's so awesome. So what made you choose University of Utah?
It was, the biggest, team, especially, on the Pac-12. And, Pac-12 conference is one of the best conferences in, the U.S. And that was the biggest opportunity that I've had from all of my opportunities, I feel like. And I don't know. I think I made the right choice.
How have you felt about the season so far? Coming off a great freshman and sophomore year, how do you think your junior year is going so far?
I think it's going pretty good. I'm a lot more confident, playing with more confidence. My teammates have a lot of confidence in myself and me too, and that kind of helps me to get going and all that. And we're doing pretty good for this season. We got the 20th win of the season, which is awesome for a D1 NCAA playing in the Pac-12 conference, one of the best conferences in the United States at this point. And I don't know, it's just going great.
What has been your favorite game so far?
I'd say the Colorado game a couple weeks ago. We're up by 10 on the third quarter. They came back, and I just passed the ball to Deja in the last seconds, and she just drives to the basket and makes that last bucket at the buzzer. I think that was pretty cool.
With two Pac-12 games left to play, what do you expect out of the team?
I think we're doing pretty well if we stick to the game plan and play together. That's when we play at our best, and I don't know, then the game just flows and you're not stressed about anything when you're playing together and you have your teammates back too. So I just think sticking to the game plan and playing together and having fun just is going to get us going.
Coming off that huge USC road game, how is the team feeling right now?
Pretty confident. I think we're showing people now how much we're worth, even though we're still 18th in the nation after beating the number 7 team in the whole nation. I think we just have to keep showing people how good we are and just keep playing basketball.
How are you feeling about the team moving into the tournament, expectations?
We want to, of course, go until the championship. That was one of our goals. And there's a lot of good teams. There's at least 5 teams ranked in the whole nation, top 10 teams. I don't know, it's going to be tough, and every team is really good, and every game is going to be really hard. But if we just focus on each game, we're just going to keep going.
Personally, what do you think the team needs to work on moving into the tournament?
Just being more consistent. I think we've had a couple of games where we had the lead and then we let the teams coming back. And against USC, we didn't have that. We were more consistent. We took the stretch, and I think it was really good. But mainly being more consistent and playing together again, having fun, that's when we played our best. And if we stick to the game plan, it's going to work.
Can you see the team making the same run this year?
Yeah, I think so. I think the team is the same but different. I think we each develop personally, and I think it's helping the team a lot more. But if we just get in our heads and don't do what we need to do, I don't think it's going to work. And it showed in some games when we lost. If we stick together again and if we just play basketball, I think we're going to be good and we're going to go far.
100%. Is there a team you want to face in March Madness?
LSU.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Well, great. Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts, Anish. And I wish you the best of luck for the rest of the season and your junior year. And thank you for listening to the Home Stretch, the Daily Utah Chronicle sports podcast. Stay tuned for new episodes every week coming.